I'll say just a few words now about overview of project status on the lower 140 and the upper 40. In the upper 40, or Coos County, in early May, Northeast Utilities delayed announcing its northern route for, I believe it was the fifth time. It deferred that announcement until July or later. It seems to come down to the headwaters, and you'll be hearing more about that easement from Will soon, so I won't say anything more on that. On the lower 140, there is activity, and by lower 140, I mean Groveton to Deerfield. As many of us know who are landowners with the PSNH right-of-way on our property, EIS contractors have been on our land without our permission this year from February through June. In February and March, they were in this area doing wildlife studies. We're hearing more recently that they are in Deerfield and Holderness, looking for vernal pools. Work is going on. Secondly, Renewable Properties is buying up 45-foot strips of right-of-way adjacent to the PSNH right-of-way in Pembroke. They've bought four or five of these so far. This has to do with getting enough width on the right-of-way to lower the towers to the height that is acceptable to the FAA. The Concord Airport is nearby. We also know that Section 106, the historical review, got off to a rather shaky and bad start, but it is wobbling along. These are signs, of course, that Northern Pass is pursuing the EIS process. However, it does not seem, at least to me, as if a full court press is going on. It seems more like a jobs program for ecology and environment to give them some work while Northern Pass spins its wheels and sees if it can ever get into gear.